Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
When will I make my money back when I invest in real estate?
Well, Clayton, that's the wrong question. And what? We're going to teach you to ask the right questions about your investments on today's show.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
The show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. So this is a question we get a lot. People email us on a regular basis about this. When will I make my money back if I invest in real estate or I buy that one house? And it's a question that you and I used to ask ourselves back when we got started in real estate investing, but it's the wrong question. Why?
Right. Okay. So the question usually goes something like this. If I buy a property for $100,000, how long will it take me to make $100,000? Which is logical, right? You see that money leave your account, you want it to come back. But the reason this is a wrong question is because you don't want that $100,000 sitting in your bank account doing nothing. You want that $100,000 out in the world making you money, right? If it sits in a bank account, it's going to make at best 1%, maybe with some of the newfangled accounts, 2%,
right?
But what are some of the other options?
Well, yeah. So it goes back to the videos or content that we've talked about where if you're saving money, you're losing money. Because if that money is sitting in a bank account, you're making 1% or 2%, but you're not even accounting for inflation. So $1 today is not worth $1 in 10 years. Putting that money, though, to work in a real estate performing asset is producing monthly cash flow. So a lot of people think, okay, well, it take me 5 years to make that money back, 6 years to make that money back. Well, let me make the point that that money is not doing anything for you now. Why would you, to Natalie's point, even want that money back?
Right. So think about it as the nest egg, right? Is how everyone thinks of their savings account, the nest egg. Well, the eggs could be sitting there rotting in the basket, or they could be out in the world working for their working hard for their money, right? Eggs, in that instance, it doesn't work. The eggs turn into a goose, right? This analogy, I've gone too far already.
You are terrible with these idioms.
I know.
We did a live stream last night with our private Facebook group, or our Financial Freedom Academy.
What was I trying? A ball of wax.
You're like,
hand up, leg up.
I'll give them a leg up, a hand up, a ball of wax. I'm like, come on.
Okay. So let's all agree before we move forward that we don't want cash sitting there rotting like eggs. Okay.
You got that.
Think of your nest egg as like actual eggs that rot.
Right.
Okay. You don't want that. You want them out. Why do you ever want that money back? Well, maybe because you want to buy something else, right? We talked to you about how to do that. But that $100,000 that was previously in your bank account, you still own, just in a different form. It's not now in the form of eggs. It now is $100,000 goose.
Right,
and that goose starts to produce, right? So we almost never think of getting that money back. We think of sending that money out to work. And now that money's working, we have regular eggs that we can just eat.
Right. The rich do not work for money. The rich use their money and have it work for them. So this $100,000 is not producing any monthly cash flow. In fact, you're losing money by it sitting in your account. And now we're even seeing all the signs about negative interest rates. negative interest rates already happening in Europe. Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan saying he doesn't think we'll get to 0% interest rates in the United States, but he's preparing for it.
Yeah,
that was his quote this week. When Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan says he doesn't think we'll get to 0%
probably
interest
not.
Rates, but it's coming. So if you've got money and you're banking on a savings account for growth, that's about to go out the window. And now you may even be paying money to keep money in a bank account, a savings account.
But that's not to say we don't actually make our money back. We've had investments for several years where we already have made the equivalent of that investment, but we did not just keep it there. Then like, oh, great, that money came back. That's wonderful, right? No. Then we got that money back and we sent it out into a new goose. We went and bought a new goose, right? It does not work like that. Now, the reason I thought of this episode is because we had a viewer. I'm not going to use his name. But
let's call him Sam.
Sam it is. Sam he is. And he had written me that he had this investment that he was inspired to buy because of this podcast. And the investment started to go wrong because he had bought it from some kind of wholesaler or something like that. And then the person who had originally sold it came and challenged ownership. Hmm. So something to do with the title, the way he took title was, it was like a quit claim deed.
There was a cloud on title.
There was a cloud on title. Right. Okay, we don't need to go that far. And so he was discouraged, like, oh no, I've already started the renovation. I'm going to lose this money. What am I going to do? And then he came up with a way to pay back the person who was contesting title. Like, let me buy it from you. And then I can't remember the whole details. But the reason he wrote me was like, look, I came up with this creative solution because you guys inspired me to do that. Wonderful. And so I said, will you come on the podcast and explain this complicated story to everyone? Because I think you had such an amazing attitude. He really could have just gone into a depression, not solved this, gave up, throw his hands in the air. He didn't. He just kept looking at this from different angles. And I was so proud is not the right word because he's not mine to be proud of, but
I could be proud. I get proud of our viewers all the time. Just read the comment threads on any of our videos on YouTube. And there are people like, hey, I bought my second property. Thanks to you. It's not thanks to us. You guys took action and did it yourself. So I am proud when people make a change in their life. I'm proud of him.
Word.
I'm proud of him.
And I was inspired, to be honest. I was really inspired by this. He took ownership, he took responsibility, and he used creativity.
Today's episode is brought to you by Zapier. If you're a small business, you know your to-do list is never ending. And you know you could automate many of the tasks that you do every day, but you don't know how to do it because you think, okay, I'm using Google Docs, but that can't possibly talk to my calendar, right? Or that couldn't possibly send me a text message to let me know that a new customer has signed up, right? No, you can absolutely do all of those things with Zapier. I've been using Zapier for years to run my business, and I wouldn't be able to run Morris Invest without it. So like, for instance, if someone comes to our website, goes to morrisinvest.com, and they book a free call with one of our team members, whether it's to set up a self-directed IRA or to learn more about rental real estate investing, it doesn't matter. That triggers an automation to let our team members know that it's going to go on the appropriate calendar so we can call that person at the right time. We want to be punctual. We want to be on time. And more importantly, those apps can talk to each other because Zapier sits in between them. And it connects. It's like a connector on the internet. And I've been using them for years. And you're going to try them out for free right now by going to zapier.com/investing for a 14-day free trial. So it's Z-A-P-I-E-R, zapier.com/investing for free. It's an amazing way to automate your work. And frankly, Zapier is the easiest way to automate your work. Recently, I had a team member who joined our team and she started playing around with Zapier and she sent me a message. She said, holy smokes, I can't believe all of the things you can do, right? You could use MailChimp to talk to Google Docs. You could have Google Docs talk to your cell phone. It's amazing. Just go check them out and scratch the surface of what Zapier can do for you and your business. Zapier.com/investing.
But then he had a lot of problems with the rehab. The rehab began, and then some of the copper wiring was stolen out, which can be common.
It can happen.
Right. He had just one thing after another, and he was like, man, this really sucks. And he's like, I don't know if I'll ever make my money back. I'm really discouraged. I don't want to be on the podcast because I feel like doo-doo. And I was like, okay, send me your numbers. Let's just talk about the deal, right? Let me really see where you are. Because sometimes when people write me, I like to help out as much as I can. I'm not a financial advisor. But I thought this, I don't know. He said, well, I just got a tenant in there for $900, you know, so maybe I'll make my money back in, you know, however many years. And I was like, make your money back. Send me those numbers. So he sent me some numbers and he was all in, including the renovation. He had secured some personal loans from friends and family members, as well as put this on his credit card. He was all in for about $57,000. And he's like, but the house only appraised for what, $41,000. So I'm totally screwed. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right. Wait a second. Who cares, first of all, about an appraiser? Unless, you know, he's looking to do like a cash out refinance right now to try to move some of that money. But that's only one part of this, right?
Right. So I ran some basic calculations I'm going to walk you through. I said, okay, you're making $900 a month. You multiply that by 12. Now, we teach you how to calculate return on an investment, right, in other videos. We'll link below. But I'm just going to breeze through this, assuming that you know this calculation. Okay, 900 times 12 is $10,800 per year. You take away 40% for taxes, insurance, and vacancy. Now, he's cash flowing $6,480 a year. Now, in my old life, I would have just divided purchase price of $57,000 divided by $6,000 to see how many years I get that money back. Now I don't care, right? All I care about is what is that money doing? How hard is that money working? So I took the cash flow, $6,480, divided it by the purchase price of $54,000. And he's getting an 11% return.
Right.
So even with the debt service.
So again, the moral of that story is that he was worried because he got an appraisal on it that was less than what he was all in after his renovations, right?
And he was worried that he would never get that $57,000 back. He was just looking at it wrong. And I said, but you're making 11% return. He's like, oh my gosh, I did really good on my first try. I thought that, look at this. He says, damn, I did good for my first try, right? I just hadn't thought of it this way.
Right.
So he thought he made a bad deal. He didn't. I would have made that deal in a heartbeat.
And he's also forgetting that, you know, in real estate, you're making a profit in multiple ways, upwards of five ways. Check out our videos where we walk through all the different ways you profit. I mean, and one of the ways I'll just say is depreciation, right? Taxes. So here he's able to claim a capital loss.
This year
mm-hmm. on the renovation. So it's an incredible tax shelter. Not only is he getting the tax benefit of that loss, he's getting the cash flow from an 11% return from this tenant. So it's not really a loss.
Not at all. It's a very good deal, right? But I think maybe he had used up all his positive energy in the acquisition of this. He just couldn't see it from this way. And so I was so happy to look at his numbers and be like, no, you're doing great. Like, keep going. You're doing wonderful.
Yeah.
So I thought that lesson, well, first of all, everyone likes a story hour, right? And also I just felt like this could inspire people to realize that they could see this from a different angle. Again, it's not at all about when you get your money back. It's about how hard your money's working for you.
So the moral of this story is, don't be focused on how soon we can get our money back. Remember to keep your money moving forward and helping you build financial freedom. And, you know, by having that performing asset every month produce monthly cash flow, leveraging that asset, pulling money out of that asset, buying additional assets. But you don't want that money sitting in a bank account is really the moral of the story. So try to switch your paradigm around this if you can. So that's today's episode. Thank you guys so much for leaving all of your kind 5-star reviews. And also, if you're listening on Overcast, so many of you have been so kind. If you're listening right now on the Overcast app, and I know many of you are, I see thousands of you use Overcast, just tap the little star button and that right now on the episode, and that recommends this episode to other people who might want to subscribe. So thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Everyone, you want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.